Welcome to the To Faithful Men podcast. This project started in 2006 to preserve old sermon and study tapes of Wiley Flanagan, Hassel Wallace, and Mike Strebel. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also."
Well, we'll go over the church at Pergamos in the same order. Now, to those that interpret the book of Revelation on the dispensational, from a dispensational standpoint, say we're living, this is a period when Romanism, Constantine started capturing the world, see, and was under the domination of, when the church has just settled down into the world. Alright. "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos." Now notice, in the first letter, it's unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. In the church, in the message to Smyrna, it's to the angel of the church in Smyrna, and here in Pergamos now, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos, right. "These things saith he, which hath the sharp sword with the two edges." All right, now, if you remember what we said in the first two letters about the characterization of Christ, well, what are we going to read about now? See, we can just take the character, we can take the title that Christ used to introduce himself to this church, and we could get the message of that church. Don't you see how important that vision is? And, alright. It says, "These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with the two edges." Alright, that's in verse 16, isn't it? Chapter 1, verse 16. "And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword." Out of his mouth. Alright. "I know thy works," same as in the other two churches, "and where thou dwellest." It seems that this church is pretty well settled, alright. That they were, they weren't disturbed about anything, you see. They're dwelling. They're abiding. But where now? Even where Satan's seat, Satan's throne is. Alright, Pergamos, this city was the capital of Asia Minor. had the little sub-throne from Rome, you see, came over, and they had their, that's where they had their seat. But now, John is writing here, the Lord is telling him that this is Satan's throne. This is a hotbed. This is the center. This is San Francisco. See? And when they've all gone from somewhere else, this is the total. This is the end. All right. "And thou holdest fast." I know thy works. "And where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is or throne, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things." Now, you see that Antipas was put to death because of his testimony for the Lord, his faithfulness, you see. He was his faithful martyr, who was slain among you, and where Satan dwelleth, that is, Satan's on a rampage. But I have a few things against thee. Now, you know, that's pretty good. When a man...
Where Satan's on the rampage.
Yeah. That's, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. You see, now this church at Pergamos now, up there in the capital, boy, they're plagued with the Nicolaitans and the Balaamites. And this the word Balaam in Hebrew, they tell us, and the word Nicolaitans in Greek, both mean to domineer over the people, or to rule over the people, or to exercise authority, forceful authority by force over the people. See? And so thou hast also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Repent. Now here's a call to them. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Now you see why the Lord Jesus introduces himself to the church, to the angel, says, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with the two edges. That sharp sword now over here in verse 9 is going to be sheathed. It's going to be pulled out of the sword, so to speak. And he says that he will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. That's the word of God. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to, that's all it took for the Lord Jesus to put the great enemy that came that night in Garden of Gethsemane, you know, when the Romans came, a legion of them came to arrest him. And Jesus went forth and said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. And brother, they just helplessly, they fell to the ground. They was completely paralyzed. That's all he said. That was the sword of his mouth. He used it as a sword. Now, we call attention over there with reference to the voice. The voice of Christ, like the voice of many waters. All right, now, the Bible says that says, my sheep hear my voice. You see? How that word voice is used there?
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and share with a friend. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.